Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Melbourne. Thank you so much to Squirrel over there on the World Wide Wave. Again, another fantastic show. The time is 9 o'clock. You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy. And tonight in the studio, I am surrounded by amazing looking people. I have got Ben and Jordan here, the boys from Georgia Fair. They are going to be talking with us tonight about their music, their current tour with Lisa Mitchell, and they're going to be performing two of their songs live acoustically in the studio tonight. We've also got Rick and Anna from Impro Melbourne who are here to do some live improvised theatre on Kiss My Arts. That is a first and that is going to be extremely, extremely fun. We want you to text in what you'd like them to improvise. It can be a genre, perhaps, could be a horror, could be comedy, could be romance. They are sitting pretty close together. That might be a good one. And perhaps you might even like to give them an accent that they can use, perhaps an American accent, a Scottish accent maybe. That might be a good one. So send us your texts on 0427JOY949 if you would like to contribute to tonight's improvised theatre. First up, though, we're going to check out the music of the boys from Georgia Fair. Here is one of their tracks. It's called Time Flies. You're on Kiss My Arts, and the time is going to fly tonight. It's going to be a fantastic show. This is Time Flies.
Joy 94.9.
That's a track called Times Fly, and that is by Georgia Fair, who I have here in the studio on Kiss My Arts tonight. Ben and Jordan, the boys from Georgia Fair, first met in the early years of high school, bonding during frequent raids of their dad's record collections. Is that true?
It's true.
It's all true. Classy, I like it. Having demoed their new material in a friend's attic on Sydney's northern beaches after crossing the Pacific for the very first time, Georgia Fair set up camp for 5 weeks in a small mountaintop cottage in Asheville.
Brokeback Mountain Cottage.
Brokeback Mountain style. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Joy. Now we'll get there. I'll give you a chance to explain. It was an experience of many firsts. The first long player and the first time they'd seen snow. Their producer, Bill Reynolds, moved in and the trio began work tracking their new music in the converted church studio of Echo Mountain Recording. Band of Horses had just recorded their third album, Infinite Arms, there. It may be a relaxed, gentle listen, but there's nothing lightweight about the songwriting behind All Through Winter. Their rollicking first single, Where You Been, the jaunty, cheerful swing of Remember Me, the heavy, dramatic unleashing that is Blind, and if you stay tuned, you may actually get to hear the boys play this live in the studio, and the back-to-basics, folk-loving dreams of Simple Man. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight in the studio on Kiss My Arts, we have Ben and Jordan, the boys from Georgia Fair. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
That
was quite an intro.
I pulled that straight from your website.
There you go. Funny that.
So you're in Melbourne because you are currently on a tour.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the tour.
It's called the Heavenly Sounds Tour, and we're supporting the lovely Lisa Mitchell, and she's playing a few shows around the country, and we're just kind of opening up for her and playing a few songs before she comes on.
And it's in churches.
All the churches
around Australia.
Where was the inspiration behind the idea of performing in churches?
I'm not sure. Well, you might have to ask her.
Well, she's just sitting outside being antisocial and texting.
I think it's Heavenly Sounds is a new thing. It's mm-hmm. a new tour. I think you'll see mm-hmm. a lot more of it in Australia.
So you guys have just come from Newcastle last week at, I think you performed at Christchurch Cathedral. Would you believe I used to actually sing in the choir at Christchurch Cathedral in Newcastle?
Really?
Yeah, it's a massive church, isn't it? It's beautiful.
It's really big.
Yeah, it's huge. So where else are you performing on the tour?
Well, we did that last Monday and we did Sydney and Brisbane last week. And so now we've got Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth left.
So St Michael's here in Melbourne. On Wednesday?
Wednesday night, yeah.
Cool. So if people are interested in heading along to check out your gig, where can they go to find out more info?
Well, that one's sold out, I think.
Sold out? Oh, too late.
We're playing our own gig in July.
Mm-hmm.
On
the 12th of July.
At the Toff.
At the Toff
in town.
Fantastic.
So you can still get tickets to that.
And we'll, plenty of tickets. We'll try and keep it as heavenly as
possible.
Too many
tickets.
So that it's the same kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So that's georgiafair.com.
.au.
.au.
Yeah.
And heavenlysounds.com. I think as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, heavenlysounds.com.au. .au. Is it true that you were going to call your debut album Ribs and Reverb?
Well,
I think this has all been blown
depends.
Out.
It's
blown been, out of
depends
proportion.
Depends on what, what you think true is.
I'm taking you're not
if you
vegetarian.
You think what we say, you know. it's true.
We weren't vegetarian then.
Oh, you are now?
We kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So good thing you didn't call it Ribs and Reverb.
We were getting the Southern experience from our record producer. So, you know, that was just what we were doing. And splashing everything in reverb because it was Banner Horses, you know. It's that epic kind of sound.
It was more of a joke, but it kind of has been...
Someone
weren't you on the phone to leaked. Him and he said, come on over for some ribs, I'm lonely, or something like that?
He actually did say that. That's true.
Okay, so just to put this into perspective, Bill Reynolds, does he need an introduction? For those people who don't know who Bill Reynolds is, can you tell us a little bit about the man who produced your latest album?
He's a very fun-loving, charismatic young man who plays bass in the Banner Forces and is an amazing producer and an amazing bass player, an amazing musician, and yeah.
So how did you and Bill end up working together?
It kind of all happened really fast. We it got round to the time of making the record and we were trying to find a producer, and we kind of had a list of names, and we just got on the phone with him and we instantly kind of just had a connection. So it just happened really quick, just like that.
I believe there was an awkward delay during on the phone during the first conversation with Bill.
Yeah.
And before he then invited you over for ribs.
It was more just, that delay that you get when you're doing a long-distance call.
He was talking about ribs and we were still talking about our favourite records.
And he's kind of like, no, dude, you just got to eat ribs.
What record? Record called Ribs? What are you talking about?
There is one, actually.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there you go.
Check it out.
But I think that's how you tell if the producer's going to work. If you can survive that long-distance delay and you still have a good conversation, then you know that that's the producer for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, Tyler Ramsey performs keys on your album as well, who also is...
The guitarist in Band of Horses.
So I'm seeing a connection here with Band of Horses. Are you guys fans, obviously?
Yeah, massive fans, yeah.
Yep.
And, we're a big fan of the band, and we got to meet all the guys when we were over there, and, yeah, they're just good guys to have on your record.
Yeah.
And to be friends with, they're just cool guys.
So the record we're talking about is All Through Winter, and that does seem perhaps like a bit more of an appropriate title, especially for us Melbourneites who can vouch for the long winters that we get here. So perhaps this is, if you're listening, a very good album to pop on your record player during the long, cold winters that we have here in Melbourne. So All Through Winter, where did that title come from? After all the ribs and long distance phone calls.
I think it was, you know, it was kind of a metaphor for our journey that we were on for this record, because it took us so long to kind of, it was our first record, you know, we'd been playing with each other for 10 years. So, you know, it took us that long to get this record out. And then we did it all through winter in the snow, you know, we didn't get outside much. So that was just kind of how we saw it in our heads, you know. Before that, people kind of just thought we were beach kids. So we needed to show a different side.
Sure.
The inside. Which is always winter inside, you know.
Very, very deep. Yeah. Very deep, Jordan. Thank you. Look, I'd love
to... just telling the truth.
Thank you. I'd love to hear more about the process of writing the album in this snow-covered mountaintop studio. I'm sure there's a lot of good stories coming out of that. But we need to go to a quick break. We'll be back and the boys will actually be performing one of their songs called Blind live for us in the studio. Stay tuned. It's 13 minutes past 9. You're on the Kiss My Arch show. Have you considered becoming a Joy 94.9 volunteer? Joy 94.9 is flush with opportunities for you to get involved in many key areas of operations, and not just because we have fantastic heating in here. This is your opportunity to volunteer your expert skills and be a part of something super special. For more details, head to joy.org.au and click on the Get Involved link. That's joy.org.au. Melbourne, you're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy. The time is 9:15. We have Georgia Fair in the studio with us tonight. We've been chatting with them about their latest album and their current tour, but they have their guitars in hand and they are going to be giving us a real treat tonight by performing a live song called Blind. And Blind, guys, do you want to tell us how Blind came about? Just a little bit about the song you're about to play.
Well, I guess this is, you know, an old song, maybe written maybe around when we were about 18 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think a lot of it's based off that, the riff that we have, which Ben plays on his electric, you know. And it was one of the first times when he was experimenting with this guitar thing, this sound, and I just had a bunch of lyrics and it came together quite quickly. But yeah, in the recording, it went a bit mad, and we chucked the wall at it, you know, mm-hmm. which we can't show you right now. But,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is the stripped down acoustic version. Mm. Take it away.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Willing to let my head go for one moment. You hold it, I don't want it. I can't stand the way it always goes. And I'll tell your secrets, I don't mean it. I'll keep them like I've seen it. I can't stand the way it always goes. And blind. Cause time ain't gonna change the way you feel about you now. It's only gonna change the way I deal without your smile. I'm having trouble sleeping now without you by my side. I'm walking on an unknown path, and I'm forever blind. The tribulation's almost that way. I'll take it, cause I made it. I can't stand the way it always goes. But I'll try to change it like I made it. And my name is so mistaken. I can't stand the way it always goes. Time ain't gonna change the way you feel about you now. It's only gonna change the way I deal without your smile. I'm having trouble sleeping now without you by my side. I'm walking on an unknown path, and I'm forever blind. I'm forever blind. I'm forever. Time ain't gonna change the way I feel about you now. It's only gonna change the way I deal without your smile. I'm having trouble sleeping now without you by my side. I'm walking on an unknown path, and I'm forever blind. I'm forever blind. I'm forever blind. I'm forever blind. I'm forever.
Thank you so much. That was Georgia Fair performing live on Kiss My Arts, their song called Blind. Thank you so much. Make sure you stay tuned because Jordan and Ben are going to be playing another live song for us later on the show. So stay tuned for that. But up next, we are going to chat with Rick and Anna from Impro Melbourne. And they are later in the show going to be doing a live improvised session, live improvised theatre, in fact. We would love your input as well. Send us a text on 0427 joy949 with a theme, a word, a genre, perhaps. Could be horror, could be love story, could be comedy, whatever you feel inspired on this cold, wintry Melbourne evening. And why not throw in an accent as well? Get them to do a Scottish accent. That's a hard one. Or why not a Southern American accent, an Indian accent, whatever you feel so inspired to do. Send us your texts, Joy, 0427 Joy949. Now, Impro Melbourne is Melbourne's most diverse improvisation theatre company, formed by Russell Fletcher and Christine Keogh in 1996. It is now run by Artistic Director Jason Geary and General Manager Rick Brown, who we have with us in the studio tonight. Since 1996, Impro Melbourne has produced all forms of improvised theatre, from minute-long games and impromptu musicals to Shakespeare on the spot and hour-long fully improvised plays. They currently produce the global impro format Theatre Sports, as well as Keith Johnstone's two other competition formats, Maestro and Guerrilla Theatre. In 2004, Impro Melbourne developed a schools program which has now become a highly acclaimed series of demonstration shows and workshops for primary and secondary students managed by Regional Arts Victoria. Impro Melbourne's reputation continues to grow as they travel across Australia and overseas. The company has performed and taught in Asia, Europe and North America. Tonight, live in the studio, we have Rick Brown and Anna Renzenbrink.
Perfect.
Did I get that right?
Perfect.
Thank you. From Impro Melbourne. Welcome, Rick and Anna.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you. You've been sitting there patiently listening.
Oh, it's been
listening.
A treat. Beautiful music.
Oh,
absolutely
fantastic
gorgeous.
Music.
Georgia Fair, right up my alley. I'll be illegally downloading it as soon as I get home. If you worry about that.
I actually think that you do offer people a free EP on your website anyway, so you don't even have to feel guilty about
it. Don't rob me of this simple pleasure. I'm sticking it to the man.
Look, tell us a little bit about what Impro Melbourne actually is.
Impro Melbourne is a company of professional actors and non-professional actors who have just got this passion for improvised theatre, and it brings us all together from all over town numerous nights a week, and we get to muck around on stage for the pleasure of an audience, which is quite delightful.
And are we talking about professional actors, or are we talking about everyday average people, or a combination?
Yeah, it's a real mix. We've got a lot of sort of the core group of the company is professional actors, mm-hmm. but it's also sort of just people who are incredibly passionate about improvisation and are willing to give their all to get it out there on stage. And
I know I have a full-time job, and it's very dull, and it's in an insurance company as a compliance officer. So I'm on the lookout for people who are breaking any kind of law, Rick. And in the evenings, I get to break all sorts of rules.
You become a superhero.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So where do you normally perform?
We perform all over. We've been we've sort of been trying to build up a bit of a home base in Paran at a venue called The Space, which has been very good to us. We've been performing quite regularly there for the last sort of couple of years, year and a half, something like that, 2 years.
Yeah, and then when Comedy Festival hits, we usually, you know, in the town hall or thereabouts and doing extra shows as part of the festival. And this year I think we're going to be in the Fringe Festival.
Fringe Festival at Revolt, the venue out in Kensington.
So for those people who refuse to cross the river and get to the south side, we'll be back.
Yeah, go to Kensington, which is sort of, it's not north or south, is it?
It's west.
Is it though?
It's inner west.
It's like, it's in a bit of an anomaly. Google Maps just freezes whenever you type Kensington in. It just
very,
shuts
very
down, crashes.
Your neighbourhood.
Install update now, the Kensington update.
So is Impro Melbourne kind of along the same lines as maybe something like Thank God You're Here or Whose Line Is It Anyway? Is it kind of
some of the stuff we do, I guess the theatre sports that we're performing at the moment is sort of that short formy stuff, sort of game structures, little sort of 2 minute scene-y sort of things, is very much in that vein of Whose Line Is It Anyway. But we also do long form improvisation, which is in sort of entire shows. Or at the moment, we're also performing a season of Fat City, which is a long form sort of crime noir show. So we're just sort of doing real genre, a genre piece, and so you get an ongoing story. So it's not those short sort of Whose Line Is It Anyway games. It's a lot more characters developing and stories.
Yeah, you get to play the same character for the whole show, pretty much. Which in theatre sports, you're chopping and changing a lot more.
So where do you get the themes or the improvised material or the topics from? Is that something that you get from an audience, or is that something you pull out of a hat on the night, or how does that work?
Yeah, it depends on the format, it depends on the structure. A lot of it is audience generated. You go to the audience for sort of inspiration, let them throw stuff at you, sort of helps with that whole chemistry with the audience that you have. But sort of shows like Fat City, you don't necessarily go to the audience. It's a lot more theatrical, so there's more of that fourth wall, I guess, where you're not continually breaking the fourth wall to talk to the audience.
Yeah, and that's more a bit more like traditional theatre. There's a director and he's got a very clear and strong vision about which, you know, types of stories he wants told, and we've done research, read certain authors and watched, you know, movies that have got that dark, gritty genre feel to them to help inspire us.
I am fascinated to hear more about this. Stay tuned. We're just going to go to a sponsorship break and we'll be right back to hear more from Rick and Anna about their improvised theatre, and may actually do a little bit for us live in the studio. It's 28 minutes past nine. You're on the Kiss My Art Show.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy. The time is 29 minutes past the hour of nine. I have a full house in the studio tonight. I've got Rick and Anna from Impro Melbourne chatting with us about life a little improvised. I'd love to know, you were saying before that sometimes you get audience participation where you literally draw a topic or a genre out of a hat and then have to improvise theatre to it. Have you ever drawn anything out that you've just gone, oh my God, I can't do this, or
Scottish accent?
And here I am saying, text in, make them do a Scottish accent.
No, most things we're sort of we're happy to go with, or go with the flow. I guess the hardest things are things that I guess the audience thinks will be hilarious but are a bit lowbrow, and you might have heard it 1,000 times before. If you ask for an occupation and they yell out proctologist or gynecologist to make their friends laugh, and you go,
you don't really want to see a scene played out on stage.
Every 12th time we get that suggestion, we have to do a scene about it. It's the unwritten law, and the audience goes, oh, that was quite disappointing.
It's a funny thing when you're teaching improv. It's when you're learning impro and you're starting to stop censoring yourself and just let what comes out comes out, a lot of potty mouth comes out as people start to lose their inhibitions and sort of rookie mistake, isn't it, Rick? Getting a bit blue.
Going blue, yeah, yeah. We're more of the we're two of the more straight laced members of Impro Melbourne. You and I, we're a bit more Disney. You and me, aren't we?
Say gosh,
yeah.
Say gosh darn.
Heck, guys.
Gee whiz.
Settle down, Anna. All right.
I learnt today from my 11-year-old nephew that if something's really great, you can say it's epic.
Nice. Ooh. You're going to be on trend before you know it.
I know. Epic.
That's totes epic. I like that. That's good.
I'm going to throw to you for all my pop culture references.
Yeah.
I'm still saying groovy, so...
Ooh.
So, Rick and Anna, what's your background in? Are you actors, or how did you get involved with Impro
Melbourne? We've already established that Anna is insurance through and through by day, but by night.
She's epic.
I'm epic. I started doing the workshops that Impro Melbourne offers, and you know, at the time they were taught in the old NMIT building in John Street, Collingwood, and I used to walk up these stairs to the class, and I felt like I was in Fame. You know, because everyone was standing around hugging and being friendly.
In leg warmers. And, a song would break out in the calf.
That's right. And a couple of workshops in, was totally addicted.
And is this something that Impro Melbourne offers a lot, these courses, these impro courses? How does all of that work, and how would somebody listening get involved with that?
You can find all the information for that on our website, www.impromelbourne.com.au.
Oh, that's beautiful. You should be on radio.
We offer quite a lot of workshops for all sort of levels, from beginners through to the more experienced, and they're very popular. So it's I think all the booking and stuff's online, so you can do all that from the website, and they sell out pretty quick.
Abbotsford and Paran, generally we have beginners courses, so for both sides of the river. 9-week terms.
I'm going to try to squeeze you in a little closer. I feel like my voice is just really
epic.
Coming through loud and clear. And I've pushed you to the side. So do subscribe to Joy FM if you get a chance, so they can buy extra microphones for when they get these big group bookings. Because me and Anna, we don't share so well.
No. I'm seeing a lot of love over there on microphone number one, and I'm hoping someone's going to text in a love scene for you two to improvise later, because
with a bit of Scottish accent.
With a bit of just Scottish. Or maybe they're all just texting
in gynecologists now. You know, this will be hilarious.
Without the visuals.
Kevin just walked past outside when you said gynecologist, and he just turned and looked in and went, what?
We're told to keep it clean.
Oh, look.
Scientific terms and occupations are...
You guys are a hoot already. I can't wait to hear you improvise some theatre later on. What's coming up for you guys at the moment with Impro Melbourne?
Well, we've got the theatre sports on Sunday nights down at the Space, and we've got three more nights of...
That's in Paran.
In Paran, yep.
Yep.
And three more nights of Fat City, which is also in Paran at the Space. And that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights.
That's right.
For Fat City, for a bit of gritty crime noir. And I think theatre sports is building up to the big grand final this year, which is at BMW Edge in Fed Square.
Wow.
And I think you're on a 9-point scene average, which might qualify you to be in the grand final, Rick.
I might have booked a berth in the grand final. Yeah, that's the 24th of June. I don't know, but it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night.
Great. Thank you. Guys, you've been listening to Rick and Anna from Impro Melbourne. Already, it's obvious they're quite a hoot and a lot of fun, and they are going to do some live improvised theatre for us later on in the show. So get involved. Text in on 0427 Joy 949. Send them some curly scenarios that they can improvise to later in the show, but don't leave it too late.
No, I will be putting that on my CV. Rick Brown, he's a hoot.
He's a hoot. An epic hoot. You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy. The time is 9:34. Minutes past the hour of nine, or something like that. Anyway, back to the boys from Georgia Fair. I'll turn you guys back on, and if we can shoot those headphones, see, look, become
subscribe.
A member, become a member of Joy, so we can share the love of headphones amongst four people rather than three. We do have Ben and Jordan from Georgia Fair. Though the title of their album suggests a wintry chill, most of All Through Winter projects a comfortable warmth thanks to the richness of Jordan and Ben's harmonies, which I think you'll agree, having listened to them live, is absolutely divine. And that was a quote from The Drum. Nothing pretentious, nothing with loop pedals and auto-tuning and 18 synths on stage, just pretty harmonised pop that is like a hug for the ears. That's how Frankie Mag described the boys from Georgia Fair, and I think that is beautiful. A hug for the ears.
That's money well spent.
That is money well spent right there. Guys, is it true that you used a little bit of an emotional manipulation on your studio guests to get results, and on Matt Goldman in particular? I read that you asked Matt about his first relationship, why she dumped him, got him to the point of tears, and then threw him in the studio.
Well, it was a bit of improv.
Bit of improv.
You know, we're trying to get the emotion. We needed Rick and Anna, actually. Maybe we'll hire you guys for our next record.
Do you guys play instruments too? Beatbox, surely.
Yeah. Hired.
I just made that up.
Look, everything happens like his hi-hats. Look, that seems a little rough, but is that the kind of emotional rawness that you were going for in this album?
Well, like, I think after that you can hear, if you listen to the middle part of Blind, that was the kind of result. And, yeah, I think it worked. So it's just, it's a proven method. So
proven method. Honest, yeah. Get your musicians at the point of tears and chuck them in the studio and hit record.
I think Bill did that to us, so we just felt it's time for us to delegate.
Pretty weird, to be honest.
Fair enough. It seemed to have worked. I actually did legally download their album today from iTunes, and I paid my $16.95. I remember the days when albums were like $29.95. What happened?
I think you got ripped off as well.
I grew up a long time before you did, probably.
I used to buy Kasingles.
What's your secret?
Kasingles. $4.95.
Kasingles.
Kasingles.
That's amazing.
That's epic.
What? It's epic.
Well, I can't tell you which ones. It's too embarrassing.
Come on.
Colour Me Bad. Do you remember Colour Me Bad?
No.
They wore really big, bright coloured zoot suits, and I think I had a UB41 as well.
Oh, that's cool. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Those were the days.
Happy times.
Those were the days. For those of our listeners who are listening and may not have heard your music before, how would you sum up your style, your approach, and your album? So people go out and pay their $16.95 to download it legally.
It's just epic.
Epic.
Yeah.
I like it.
We've kind of changed direction after One Direction have come out, really.
So
it's kind of all a bit.
A bit of rivalry there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the music is so similar, and, I mean, you look like 16-year-old boys. Not at all.
We thought we were doing something unique, and then that happened, and we were just like, oh,
I quit.
We thought we were
doing
something.
Yeah.
But do you want us to answer that seriously now?
Yeah. No, we're not about serious answers here.
That's good.
No.
Let's move on.
Cool. I'd love to hear you guys perform your next song, which I believe is called Halfway Gone.
Okay.
And for all those fans out there who love One Direction, I'm sure you can bop along to this one too. Tell us a little bit about this song.
This song was the last song written right before we went away. And it's the only song that's completely live on the record. I mean, we did a lot of it live, but we just played it in a room, and that's what ended up on the record. So it's pretty real.
Mm-hmm. And raw.
And raw.
Yeah. Were you on the brink of tears?
No, it was more always. We're always on the brink. And then as soon as the recording process was finished, we all just sat in a room and cried for like a day. That was like a day of...
Wow. Yeah. Kind of a cathartic experience.
It was amazing.
Tell us a bit about the experience of recording up there at the Echo Mountain Recording Church, converted church studio thing. I believe it was quite an experience.
Yeah, I mean, we can't really escape churches at the moment. Hey?
No, it's just they're everywhere.
But it was amazing.
It's
like
so
the acoustics, obviously, were amazing. Mm. And I mean, it was haunted as well. So
Is that in the Smoky Mountains?
It was in the near the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Blue Ridge Mountains, yeah.
But not in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
No. But yeah,
come on, Rick.
There's a bit of controversy about which mountain range was involved. That's what
there
I'm
was.
Doing.
It was in the middle.
I only know about the Blue Ridge Mountains because Dolly Parton sings about them.
Yeah, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountain. I'll let you guys
take your time. Work your way through it.
This is improvised theater.
We'll do that
right
instead.
Here. All right, guys. So halfway gone.
Halfway gone.
Here we go.
Winching. Cool.
This, we're all about the improvisedness of life here tonight.
That's what makes you beautiful.
I'm kissing my heart.
Now let's sing a serious
song.
Love
you, Rick. Serious song. All right, take it away, guys.
I'm just going to...
Used to know your name, but now I'm not so sure. I know it's not the same as it was before. And you were almost rich back then, and I was mostly poor. I'm not certain what I heard and what I saw. When the wheels fall off that bicycle, you know I'll keep riding on. When the steering wheel falls off that car, you know I'll be halfway gone. Walking side by side to see what we can find. The trouble is we find a better life. And you knew what to say back then, and I had no idea I was taking over. Nothing did seem clear. When the wheels fall off that bicycle, you know I'll keep riding on. When the steering wheel falls off that car, you know I'll be halfway gone. All across the bay, I was certain not upon which way. But I've read that book so many times, I tore that page and now it's mine, and I'll keep riding on. When the wheels fall off that bicycle, you know I'll keep riding.
Georgia Fair playing live on Kiss My Arts with their song Halfway Gone. Stay tuned, you're on the Kiss My Arts show.
Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Melbourne. It is a quarter to the hour of 10. You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy. Now, we've come to the point in the show where Rick and Anna are going to put their improvised epic lives on the line for you, the listener. It's extremely serious.
I don't even need to wait for the buttons to be pressed to start talking. That's how serious it is.
It's so serious. You could cut the air with a knife. Now, we have a topic and an accent for you. The topic is indeed romance.
Oh.
Oh, and good thing you're sitting so close together.
Inspired by the music.
Oh. So romance and the accent, North Carolina.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So there's a scenario. Do you need a moment to talk amongst yourselves?
No, but should we get a title for our romance, our North Carolina romance?
We're going to tell a North Carolina romance.
What about from Georgia Fair?
The title?
Just want to see how quick she could press those buttons to get those microphones back on.
Title
how about a romance on the ridge of the mountain?
On the ridge of the mountain.
Okay. So we'll tell this, we'll share a story. We'll each tell a bit, and we've got a, I might leave, how's your North Carolina accent? You feeling cocky, cock-a-hoop?
Is this North Carolina, or is that good enough?
If it's not, I'm willing to accept that it is.
Right.
Maybe
hold on. Rick, do you want to have a different accent?
Sure.
He wants Scottish.
Do you want the Scottish accent? Look, we can improvise here.
Sure.
Right. Okay, so Rick's going to do a Scottish accent and Anna's going to do a North Carolina accent. Yeah. The scenario is a romance. The genre is a romance.
Yeah.
And Jordan has suggested that the romance takes place in the mountains.
On the ridge of the mountain, but that could be...
On the ridge of a mountain. This is the scenario, and this is our live improvised theatre. Take it away.
Laura Lee was inside her cabin. It was the middle of winter, and she was sitting mighty close to the fire, feeling a mighty bit lonely, and waiting for her ribs to braise.
All of a sudden, she couldn't believe it, but out of the stormy night... The door was kicked in. There, standing in the doorway, was Fergus. Fergus McCracken.
Fergus McCracken stood in the doorway, silhouetted by the full moon, his fiery red hair waving in the wind, his billowing white shirt undone a few buttons, and his crisp ginger hair glittering in the firelight. He reached forward and pulled Laura Lee to her feet.
She couldn't resist him. She couldn't believe that he was still alive. She thought that he had fallen to his death last year. But there he stood, surrounded by a foggy haze, and he drew her out into the fog. There, standing on the ridge, they looked in deep into each other's eyes.
And at once they decided that they need to recommit to each other like a peahen recommits to Thanksgiving. In November, when the winter cold comes in and Laura Lee grabbed Fergus by his rugged cheeks and kissed him smack full on the lips.
This was the sort of kiss that would send a man straight to the fiery depths of hell. She knew how to pucker up. She kissed him full force. It sucked his soul right out of his lips. He was standing there, a mere shell of a man.
He went weak at the knees, she went weak at the knees, and they both ended up rolling around on the moose skin rug. They did. And then finally, an embrace came to an end.
There, on the ridge, the two of them on a moose skin rug.
A coyote howling in the distance.
They rolled one bit too far.
Off the ridge.
They fell into the inky blackness.
Tumbling down, amongst the tall fir trees and through the porcupine burrows.
They knew that when they hit, their lives would be over, but their love would be infinite. They welcomed it. They couldn't wait for it.
And they didn't wait for it because they plunged into the icy depths.
You cannot defy gravity. You can't defy it. Love can defy gravity.
No.
Sir Isaac Newton learned that the hard way.
No one can defy gravity.
Who would even try?
Who would try?
Not these two.
But did they?
Because they welcomed it.
They welcomed it. They welcomed eternal blackness.
And when they hit, and the life force was sucked out of their bodies.
And the animal spirits flew high like an eagle above the ridge.
Their bodies were dead, but their love lived on forever. Ah, laddie.
That's fantastic.
Print that and publish it.
Yeah. I don't know whether that actually was a romance in the end.
Their love was infinite.
Oh, they probably came back as vampires or something. Or Hunger Games was filmed in North Carolina.
Oh, perfect.
Wow. Well, for everybody who witnessed that amazing...
Pretty spot on Scottish accent, I think we'll all agree.
Very impressive. I will find out in a few couple of months if my North Carolina accent was remotely close.
I don't doubt it for a second.
So for our listeners who are now epically inspired to join Impro Melbourne so that they can...
Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg too, people.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds like amazing fun. Where can our listeners go for more information about how they too can delve into the Scottish accent and North Carolina accent and... do this kind of thing.
You can find all the information for our shows that we've been talking about and our workshops and all of our corporate and schools programs. You can find all of that on our website, which is www.impromelbourne.com.au.
Or Twitter at Impro Melbourne. Follow at Twitter.
We're on Facebook.
If you're hip.
Get with the program, kids.
Get with the program and tweet them and friend them and do all that stuff.
Hashtag epic.
Hashtag epic.
Fergus.
Where did Fergus come from? What was his last name again?
McCracken.
That's fantastic.
It's an age-old Scottish name, I'll have you know.
Phil, son of Phil McCracken.
What do you guys have coming up?
That we haven't already talked about endlessly?
We have the most unusual national convention of improvisers called Improvention.
Improvention.
Yep.
Which is in Canberra for a week. And some international guests and interstate shenanigans are going to be happening in a city colder than Melbourne, Canberra. So that'll be pretty exciting.
And we've got a whole lot of fun things coming up in the second half of the year. So it's worth going to the website to keep abreast of those exciting things. I know we're doing some monthly sketch comedy show, some more theatrical shows like Fat City.
A show called Duets, where two people in the company who like the look of each other can make whatever they want up.
Yeah, they get
up.
20 minutes of stage time to do with as they will.
Yeah.
Me and Anna might do a North Carolina Scottish romance for 20 minutes.
That's right. We might recreate that whole love story.
The next chapter. No. We can never recreate, Anna. That's like illegally downloading music. It can't be done.
It's not done in impro, is it?
No.
Much.
Ever.
Thank you so much, Rick and Anna from Impro Melbourne, joining us on Kiss My Arts. What a fabulous, fabulous live performance. Live improvised theatre on Kiss My Arts on Joy. Who would have thought?
I would have.
Scott.
I came here specifically for it, in fact.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know before we move back over to chatting with the boys from Georgia Fair?
We love them.
Yeah.
Like Fergus loves a woman. And like Georgia Fair loves ribs.
Thank you. Thanks so much. All right, back to the boys, Georgia Fair. Just to recap and to regain some composure here in the studio, Georgia Fair are currently on a tour supporting Lisa Mitchell. They have a gig in Melbourne, which is sadly sold out. Too bad you didn't get in tour in earlier, but they do have a gig. When is it? July?
July the 12th.
At the Toff. So if you missed
Our own show.
That's our own headline show.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So if they missed out this time, they can catch you guys at the Toff in July.
And if they can't wait that long, we've got a live EP that you can download for free our website.
Off the website, which is, in fact, georgiafair.com.au. Or they could do it old school style and go to iTunes and actually buy it.
I'll be getting the Kasingle.
The Kasingle.
That's it.
Well, look, we do actually podcast Kiss My Arts and the boys have performed live, so there may be some kind of Kiss My Arts single later down the track.
You're just going to rip it, aren't you, just for the sake
of it? I already did.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, I've had my phone on record the whole time we're here.
That's what improv can do to you. Magic.
So the boys from Georgia Fair are indeed performing this week in Melbourne, Thursday, June the 14th at Flinders Street Baptist Church in Adelaide, and Friday, June the 15th at St Joseph's Church in Perth. Very holy experience for the boys. Anything else coming up in the near future? Any plans for a second album?
No, we're making heaps of records. Yep, in our future.
Mm.
I see it.
Any sneak peeks?
If you come to the show, we'll play you a few new songs.
Probably too many for your liking.
Yeah,
we like your old stuff.
Yeah, well, you bought tickets already.
Do you do any Blue Ridge covers? folk song.
Well, we will Billy. Now for Dolly.
Yeah, for Dolly Parton. Yeah,
we'll
covers.
We better arrange that, right?
Yeah. Mm. Let's just do it. Let's do the whole. Let's just do one song that lasts
do
the whole time.
A tribute album, Dolly Parton tribute album.
A fully improvised album, I think. Yeah. With lots of epic things.
Okay. Rick will do harmonies.
Oh, I can bet.
And beatbox.
And beatbox. I'll
have to keeping him away from the mic.
Order. No, Rick and Anna, thank you. Jordan and Ben, thank you. Georgia Fair for performing for us tonight on Kiss My Arts. It's been a pleasure. All the best with the rest of your tour.
Thank you.
And with Taking Over the World.
It's
and all that stuff. Stay tuned, Melbourne, because coming up next, we've got the boys from the Cubby House with another jam-packed show. I'm going to leave you with a track from Georgia Fair, and this one is called Where You Been.
So, where you been?
Where you been? Where you been? Are you enjoying 94.9? We're heading to the top of the hour. Stay tuned. The boys in the Cubby House are up next.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.